Amen. So I hope that encourages you to trust God. Trust God. You know, we have that little saying, trust him where you can't even trace him. Trust God. You don't have to figure anything out. All you got to do is learn of him. Learn of him. Get more understanding about who God is. If you buy a new appliance and you don't know how to use it, guess what? You cannot enjoy the benefits of the appliance, right? So guess what you do? They send a manual with it. Or they tell you to download the manual. The reason you come to church is to download something so that you can go out and you can live an overcoming life. Amen? You can live what? An overcoming life. Let me see all the overcomers in the house. The Bible says that we are more than conquerors. We are more than conquerors. Not because of what we have done, but because of what Jesus has done. Not because of any good that we have done, but because of what he has done. And now it is what you choose to believe. The Bible said, my people are destroyed by lack of knowledge because of not having knowledge of God. The knowledge of the Holy One. Not just regular knowledge, because when you go to school and you study, you get knowledge, you go out and you get a job. True? True. You need a certificate, you go, you study, you pass the test, you get the certificate, and you can then work in whatever field it is for. That is knowledge. But what the knowledge that causes you to perish is the not having the knowledge of God. Because you can be alive and still be perishing. Because sin eats away at your best life. That's why Jesus said, I am come that you might have life and life more abundantly. Can we try to fix the lights? It's flickering on and off. Do something. Praise God. Amen. So this morning, I want to talk to you. We've been on this series called the First Series. It's the first month of the year, isn't it? Does this year felt like it's been going on for a while already? You kind of got accustomed to. But I'm going to pull you back and draw your attention that you're still in the first month of January. Because that's what happens. We come into the new year excited. But by the time the seventh day of the year, it's like nobody's telling you Happy New Year. And you're not even aware that you're in a new year. You're in the mundane all of a sudden. Same husband, same wife, as it should be. Same kids, same job, or some people change. Same church, same pastor. You get accustomed to those things. So it feels like just the mundane. But we ought to put God first in everything. Amen? But this year, we're not letting this year just go like that. I like that girl back there. I said we're not letting this year go just like that. This year is a year of miracle. This is a year of supernatural movement. We're going to see God work and do things that we didn't think was possible. That's what I want to see. I want to see exceedingly, abundantly, above I could ever ask, think, or imagine, because there is a power that works in me, man. And you. Is it in you? Is it in you? Is it in you? It is the Holy Ghost that is in you. The spirit of wisdom is within you. The Bible says, ask and it shall be given. Seek and you shall find. Knock and doors shall be opened. That's the word of God. That's not my word. If it's my word, you can't take it to the bank. But it's the word of God. You can walk into the treasury of heaven and you say, God, this is what you says you will do. So I'm going to do what it is you say I should do, that I may have the results that your word brings forth. Not because of my goodness, but because of my obedience. Obedience is better than sacrifice. We all like to do the sacrifice part. But if you don't sacrifice with faith, it can't please God. Without faith, it is what? Impossible to please God. So if you sing without faith, it can't please God. If you don't sing believing who you're singing unto, and that he receives your worship, and that your worship is on, it means nothing. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. But if you don't do whosoever believes, Jesus just hangs out in the balance by himself. The sacrifice is done, but the whosoever believeth on him, if nobody believes, if nobody believes, you see, the reason we always ask people, and I come to a place these days that I can't lead you in a sinner's prayer. You got to believe in your heart, and you got to talk to God. Say, Lord, I surrender. You could have my heart. Because that's what it comes down to. Believing is you throwing yourself at the mercy of God and receiving all he has for you. God does not judge us. When you come into Christ, you escape judgment. Hello? The Bible says you pass from death. In the Bible, death represents the wrath of God. You pass from death to life. Can anybody catch in this morning? And if you don't, you don't have to say amen. Just catch it. Let me just say that too. You pass from death to life. So there is no works that will stand before God. Now, obedience releases blessings. Hello? Obedience releases blessings and increase and favor as you work the principles of God. But the way to get saved and come into the kingdom of God, it's just you believing that Jesus died, buried, and rose again. You are saved. All right, you got to low something for me, guys. I'm getting too much noise here. Amen? You are saved. Once you believe, you receive. Come, somebody got to low their phone down. You're talking back to me a second time. Amen. It's coming through the house. Something is plugged into a computer. Amen. You know, Pastor's a tech guy. He's everything around here. Say it. No, I'm not jack of every trade, and I don't want to be that. I don't want to be that. I want to come to a place where I come and preach on Sundays and feed you and give you good food to eat. My mind is not distracted about anything. Master, I got nothing to say? Imagine I have nothing to say. Let me help the church. Let me take off my jacket. I'm hot again today. My mic is now stuck in my jacket. Pull it out though. All right. Don't worry. All right. Thank you. Amen. Okay. The reason in the book of Acts, I think it's Acts chapter 6, they said, the apostles says, find us seven men. Seven men of good report, full of the Holy Spirit, full of wisdom. Men of good report. It's so that, what's going on here, Brother Robin? So that we will give ourselves to prayer and the word, so that we can then feed the people. Now, if I'm doing everything, I can't feed you because I'm busy fixing everything. I don't have no time to hear what God has to say because all of you come with your spirits wide open expecting to be fed. Can I tell you that? All of you look very hungry. And I like it. Okay? I like a hungry generation. Because the Bible says we must what? Hunger and thirst after righteousness. And what is the result? You shall be filled. But how can they hear unless they have a preacher? So, make sure you sign up for the volunteer class. We need volunteers. Amen? And I need all of you that are currently on the team to be faithful. I need all of you that are currently on the team to be faithful, to be disciplined, to be disciplined. The sound is still coming back to the top. Amen. Can we fix that? What's going on there? Well, we'll preach two times if we got to preach two times. One time and then we'll hear it the second time. All right, let's turn our Bibles over to Genesis chapter 4, verse 3 to 5. So we're in the principle of the first. It's the first month of the year. And I want to give you some tools that will help you through the year to go through 2023 as a successful year. Anybody looking for success this year? Yeah. Amen. A good workman always got a bag of tools. If you're a young apprentice, before you get the job, what they tell you, if you're going to be an electrician, they tell you, go to Home Depot, buy yourself a pliers, buy yourself some screwdrivers, buy yourself a hand drill, and come. If you go on the job and you don't have those things, they send you back home. They send you back home because you cannot get the work done with your bare hands. Hands can't put in screws. Hands can't drill holes no matter how good your heart is. Oh, I love electrician. I love to be electrician. I love to work with electricity. That's not going to get the work done. Where's your tools? So we need tools when it comes, because the Bible says we are destroyed for a lack of knowledge because we do not know about the Holy One. Today we're going to find out what God requires of us as His children. And this sermon is called Return First. Return First. First. Tell somebody, return first. Last week we spoke about God being first. And I have breaking news for those online, not for you in house. If God is not first, He is not. God is either first place or He is no place. Because God does not play seconds. God is not a sweet man. God is not a mister or a mistress. He's not the fifth or the third wheel. Fifth wheel. Most cars got fourth wheel. He's not the fifth wheel. He's not going to be the spare tire in your life. You pick Him up when you want. You put Him down when you want. No, He's either God or He is not. Amen? Praise God. Let's turn our Bibles over to Genesis chapter 4, verse 3, and it says, and in the process, somebody say in the process. In the process of time, it came to pass that Cain brought an offering of the fruit of the ground of the Lord. Watch the words. In the what of time? The process of time. Is the scriptures up on the top? Yeah. In the process, put your eyes on the screen. Let the words go deep in. If you have your Bibles, perfect. In the process of time, it came to pass that Cain brought an offering in the process of time. Look at the next part now. And Abel also brought what? Of the what? First, mark the word, firstborn of his flock and of their fat. And the Lord what? Respected Abel and his offering. But he did not respect Cain and his offering. And Cain was very angry and his countenance fell. So there's two brothers here. First brothers, Cain and Abel. Their mama and their papa was who? Adam and Eve. This is at the beginning of things. At the beginning. This is like the first of the first. And here they are. They ought to bring back a yearly offering unto the Lord. But the Bible says Abel brought of the firstborn. He brought the firstborn unto the Lord, and that pleased the Lord. But what did Cain do in the process of time? Whenever he felt like, whenever it was convenient to him, he brought an offering to the Lord. He was a farmer, and Abel was a herdsman or a shepherd, right? So, but the difference is one brought of the first, and the other brought in the process of time whenever it was convenient. I want to tell the church today, if you want to please God, you have to give to God first. We ought to give God the first of our time. When you get up in the morning, you should be seeking God first. David says, early in the morning will I seek you. You know, I have a little discipline. I try not to look at anything. I read the word first. When I grab my phone, I switch on the Bible app because I want the word. If I get up, I run, I go take care of my family, take my kids and stuff. I send them to school, make Cher's coffee. But in the process of all of that, before I do all of that, I grab my phone and I put on my Bible app and I read the word of God first. I want God's word in me first and foremost. I want it to lead me. I want it to guide me. Whatever it says to me, that's what I want to see. I want his word first. So now, God is saying to us, church, your offerings to God, they must be first, because the result was in verse 5. It says, Cain, God rejected his offering. Sometimes we wonder why it is we don't see supernatural increase and blessings and favor in our life. It's because we choose to give our offering last. We pay our bills, and then whatever remains, we bring it into the storehouse of God. We treat God like a little dog. Like, here you go, take this bone. Growing up in Guyana, we ate all the food. We ate the best, and then we take the bone and we throw it to the dogs. Don't be a Guyanese. Treat your dog well. But sometimes we treat the dog better. We make sure the dog gets his bone. The dog gets his pedigree, or some of you probably use some better names because pedigree, we found out it's not even the best things are in pedigree. It's like the lowest grade. So you go and you buy the better quality for your dog to make sure Max has good food. But when it comes to God, whatever and whenever. So we say things like this: I'll give next week, I don't have this week. That is the Cain spirit. The Cain spirit is not only where is my brother or am I my brother's keeper. It is the anyhow treatment of God. It is in the process of time, whenever I feel, however I feel. Let me tell you, you see, the people that honor God with their first are the people that are full of joy, that are full of peace, that are full of life, that live under the supernatural provision of God. They're single mothers, but they're always blessed. And some of us are married too. But we return to God first. We return to him. Let's have the Abel spirit. Because you know the thing about Abel? Cain, his stuff died off. But we read about Abel in the New Testament. When you get down to Hebrews chapter 11. Who is mentioned over there? It is Abel that is mentioned generation to generation because he put God first in his life. I want to tell you, the challenge in life is not coming to church, but the challenge is giving to God first. But one thing I want to say about Faith Church, the people of Faith Church, you know, this teaching is our opening teaching. Every year I make sure I teach the churches because this is what we believe. So those that come in, you're going to get the teaching as well. But I want to tell you something about the people of faith. At Faith Church, you guys give, you honor God with your first. So many tithers are in the house. There is no question. You guys, your tithe coming at a specific date. I know when you get paid because I see tithes show up in the storehouse of God. We understand the principle of the first man. Glory. So we're not going to give God, because you know why? He doesn't honor in the process of time. Because the Bible says, every day there is new mercies. Every day there is new mercy. It's not if God feels. It's not if God, he feels like giving sunshine today, he gives. No, the Bible says the sun and the rain falls on the just and on the unjust. It is the mercies of God that we're not even consumed. It is the faithfulness of God that keeps us going. So, if we have a heart like Abel, it will show that the condition, rather, of our heart. Have the spirit of Abel. It will prove the condition of your hearts. Put God first in your giving. Let's go over to Exodus chapter 23. Write these scriptures down. Go home, read them, meditate on these truths. Exodus 23:19, it says, the first of the first fruit of your land you shall bring into the house of the Lord your God. The first of the first fruit. It didn't say that when you get your first harvest, you must give him a part. No, you must give him the first part of that harvest. What happened? Abraham went to fight. He went and he fought against the kings. I forget the name. He went to fight against the kings and he was returning home with spoil. And as he was returning to home with spoil, he met Melchizedek on his way. He did not stop to consider the harvest and how much plunder he had. He didn't stop to say, oh, I need to give Isaac this. I need to send some for Ishmael up the road. I need to make sure my daughters and everybody get. No, on his way back from the victory, he took out one tenth of all that he had and he handed it over to the priest of God, the Melchizedek, the priest of Salem. We have to come to a place that we understand, if God says in blessing I will bless you, it doesn't matter if what the economy looks like, God says it, we believe it and we're gonna see it, all because he said it, no other reason. So God says, you must return it first. The first of the first fruit. So you might say, Pastor, what is my first of my first fruit? If you work $100, the first day represents a tenth of it. It goes into the storehouse of God. So if you work $100 a week, your first of your hundred would be $10. That is your tithe. That is the first of your increase. Amen? The first of your increase. If you work $1,000, it gets a little bigger. But it never changes. It's based on what you bring. So it's not like it becomes 20%. No, it is still 10%. It is $100. If some of you got $10,000, you're working $10,000 a week, and I hope that it happens for you. $10,000 per week. That's what I'm telling you guys. You cannot limit your economy. Can I show you an example? Patti LaBelle, when she was in her early 70s or late 60s. We know Patti LaBelle, right? Soul mama, right? She started baking pies. She started baking pies. And Patti LaBelle pies are so famous all around the country. And she made more money from pies than she ever made from singing songs. Do not limit. I always tell the seniors in the house, do not limit God. God is no man's debtor. You just got to believe and trust God. And when God give you ideas, trust the God in the ideas. So many of us sit on treasures. Listen, there's a little story of a man having a shack on a piece of land. A little shack on this acreages of land. But he never knew what was under the house. He sold the land. He got the money. But when the test, they did this test on the ground. They saw oil under the ground. He was sitting on an oil field all his life. And all he got was the market value. But then the oil people came in and they drilled the ground and they got millions upon millions of dollars. I want to tell somebody, don't sit on what God is telling you to do. Some of you can clean well. Go clean. Open a cleaning business. Some of you can cook well. Go start selling. I see the immigrants today. And most of them are not even legal immigrants. But when you go to the job sites, they pull up with their cars. They pop the trunk open and they're serving hot chocolate. They're serving tea. You want to know how in this little car has all those things? Anybody ever seen it? Then at lunchtime, they come back again. Lunch is there. Don't sit on what God is saying to you. He said, it is I that give you the power to get wealth. But we sit up in the house and we don't want to move. And we don't want to go, oh, it's too cold. The man that considers the weather gets nothing. He misses the harvest. If you ever want to do well off in life, it's going to take blood, sweat, and tears. But when you are favored of God, favor comes alongside you and swipes you up and puts you on eagle's wing, and you begin to soar above the sweat, blood, and tears, because favor takes off. All you got to do is begin moving. Begin moving. Begin moving. Stop complaining. Stop complaining. Let's go for a church. So, the principle here is obedience. If we obey, we reap the blessings that is in the principle. We receive the reward that is in the principle. Amen? The first of whatever we bring in, all of our increase belongs to God. Where should it go? Into the storehouse of God. Back to the scripture. You bring your first, you return it into the house of God. And God honors himself in this principle. In Joshua 6 verse 9 it says, verse 19, let's read it together. Joshua 6, 19. Let's put this word up. This was when they were coming out. They were going into the promised land. And they were fighting the conquest of Jericho. This was the first battle they were fighting. Which battle? They had to fight a lot of battles. But this was the first battle. And look what God says to them. But all the silver and gold, look at this, all the what? Silver and gold and vessels of bronze and iron are what? It's what? Consecrated unto the Lord. They shall come where? Into the treasury of the Lord. Why? Was it because it was beautiful? No. Was it because that they were more expensive? No, because it was the first battle. Every first thing belongs to God. So God said to them, don't use it for yourself, but bring it into my storehouse. Let's go over to Proverbs 3, 9 to 10. It says, let's look at the word. I want everyone to see it. Proverbs 3, 9 to 10. We're going to wait for that scripture. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, just move. It says, honor the Lord with your what? Hold on. Honor the Lord with your possessions. You know why? When Jesus was on earth, he met a rich man. And he told the rich man, go sell what you have and give to the poor. The Bible said he went away bitter. He went away sad. Because we all know, where your treasure is, that's where your heart is. You want me to prove it to you? You want me to prove it to you? Come, Grandpa. Come. So me and Grandpa had this bright idea 2 years ago. All right, I'm going to just turn that way, Grandpa. And if I'm speaking the truth, you're going to say yes, right? So we had this bright idea to download Robinhood and trade stocks. Is that the truth, Grandpa? So we were trading stocks. Sister Pam even started trading stocks. So guess what we did? We invested our money in the stock market. What were you doing all the time, Grandpa?
Trading.
No, but what were you doing with your phone all the time? Were you looking at your phone often or no?
All the time.
Thank you. Thank you, Grandpa. Where your treasure is, that's where your heart will be. My heart is in the Lord's hand. So my first goes right to Him. If you want to know where your heart is, where does your first go? Is it to your landlord? Is it to Con Edison? Is it to Verizon? Verizon takes a lot of my money. I rebuke them. You're right. But wherever your first goes, that's where your heart is. When you tell your woman, baby, you're my first love. You got other things you love, but you love her first. Besides God. God first, everything else second. So, it says what? Honor the Lord with all your possessions. So wherever your heart is, wherever your treasure is, that is where your heart will be also. And with the first fruit of all your increase. So guess what now? Cher's birthday was on Thursday, Friday. Thank you. And she got some money zelled to her. You know what I did? The first tenth belongs to God. I zelled it right back to the church. But it's my birthday money. It is an increase. It is an increase. You didn't have that $100 before. You got $100 now. So guess what? 10% goes right back into the treasury of the Lord. And look what happened. So we honor Him with our possession, all that we have. We honor Him with the first fruit of all our increase. Why? Increase. See, I got to leave my kids home when I preach. They make fun of me the way I say words. So your barns will be filled with plenty. Let me see who want plenty. If you don't put up your hand, shame on you. First part. Honor Him with your possessions and with the first fruit of all your increase, so your barns will be filled with plenty and your vats will overflow. Now, with new wine. What God is saying to us there, He will always cause new addition to take place. Not you looking at the $10,000 you saved 20 years ago. I got you there. Don't worry, you're going to bury me when I die. That's not what God is talking about. He said, when you obey my principle and you keep me first in your possession, first in all your increase, you give the 10 to God. What happened? You will have constant flow that comes your way. Constant flow. Constant flow. Let me tell you, man, this God that we serve is so great. I'm standing here today. I'm actually standing on $128,000 as I stand here right now that I did not have to find on my own. I got a letter this week that my daughter, Emily, got a scholarship for $128,000 to go to university. I'm not preaching nothing I haven't proven. I don't have $128,000, bro. I don't have it. But God does. He has it. So when we stand here and we tell you, put God first in everything, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. Oh my God, I was young and now I'm old, and I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor the seed go begging bread. And we didn't accept it because we're not sure if she's going to go to that school, so we still have our options wide open. Because the Bible says we shall eat the good of the land. The good of the land. Mighty God. Listen, put God first, church. Put Him first. If you work $300 a week, make sure $30 come out first. And it goes to God. And give an offering behind it. Don't be miser when it comes to God. Let me show you. Last year, was it last year or the year before, I think, 2021, when Pastor Earl came and he spoke that they wanted to see some increase in their life, so they began double tithing. I said, you know what? I'm going to double tithe because I heard it worked for this man. I've been giving my 10, but I'm going to double tithe. I began double tithing for a better job for Cher. Double tithe. So instead of giving 10% of whatever she worked, I give 20%. Cher went from a job making a certain number that she went and doubled that job. She doubled that job. And she even got closer to home because she was commuting like, I don't know, 40 an hour, 2 hours sometimes to Mount Vernon. It was hard to go home in the evening. But I say, God, I'm going to see your hand move. So whatever, you just put God first. Leave the results to Him, man. Leave the results to God. Now she leaves home at 7:05 and she reaches work by 7:30. And it's going to get better. Malachi 3:10. Are we getting something this morning? Is your faith being stretched? Amen. Listen, mountains are going to move out of your way. Mountains are going to run. Lack is going to run. Lack is going to run. It has no place in your life. It has to go. Amen. None. The sister said none. Malachi 3:10 says, bring all the tithes into the storehouse that there may be food in my house. And try me now in this. I believe this might be the only place in the Bible where the Lord gives us permission to test Him. Try me now. He said, try me later. Try me now. You see, if I don't teach you this, I'll be doing you an injustice. I would not be a good pastor. And God would hold me accountable for so many people walking in lack and not getting God's best. This is doctrine. This is what we believe. Try me now. Says who? Come on, let's read together. Says who? Says the Lord of hosts. Come on, guys, move the scripture. If I will not open the windows of heaven, which windows? Whose windows? The windows of heaven. Is there lack in heaven? Is there inflation in heaven? Is there limitations in heaven? why can't God open my boss's bank account and pour me some blessing? No! He wants to open his windows because you are his child. And see, if I will not open the windows of heaven and pour out for you such blessings that there will not be room enough to receive it. Listen, man, I want to be so blessed I could give away my house. Yeah. I want to be so blessed I could just give away my car. We got to desire it. Desire it. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. If you think, I'm going to hold on to this little Mazda that I have, and ain't nobody coming in this car, nobody riding in my front seat, and I'm never getting rid of this car, you're going to have it. Because you're going to eat the fruit of your lips. Listen, this church thing is way more than jumping and shouting and rooting and tooting and all kinds of rigmaroling and this other aspects to church. You got to be blessed. You got to be favored. You got to have the increase of God upon your life. Your light got to break forth. Some of us, our light is dying to break forth. We wouldn't give it opportunity. We won't give it because we are so miser when it comes to God. And I believe the number one reason for that is because you're not learned. So it's not you wanting to be miser. But I want to tell you, don't have a stony heart. Have a heart that God could write his word on it. We're going to pray at the end. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sake, so that he will not devour the fruit of your ground, nor shall the vine fail to bear for you in the field, says the Lord. So what is he saying there? He's saying, I'm going to deal with the devil when it comes to your finances. I'm going to deal with the devil when it comes to your opportunities. Your opportunities, they will not cease. There will be no lack in those areas. When it comes time for your children to go to school, I'm going to be right there opening floodgates for them. When they need job, I'm going to be right there to put favor in for them. They don't have the paper, but they got favor. I'm going to be right there to make a way where there seems to be no way. He says, the devil not be able to destroy what belongs to you, the fruit of your ground. There will always be increase in your house. Your cupboards will always be full. Your vats will always overflow. This is God's word, says the Lord of hosts. And it even goes further. All nations will call you blessed, for you will be a delightsome land, says the Lord of hosts. If we would honor God, we will be a nation of people that put God first in all areas of our life, especially now we're dealing with our finances. Now, let me say this about the tithe. We do not give tithes. We return the tithe. We do not give tithes. The first of all our increase automatically belongs to the Lord. So, if you take the tithe and you do anything with it, let's go to verse 8. Can I have verse 8? Verse 8, Malachi 3, verse 8. The tithe is not an opportunity. The tithe is mandatory. It says what? Will a man rob God? Yet you have robbed me. But you say, in what way have we robbed you? And God replied, in tithes and offering. If you take the tithe and you eat the tithe and you pay the bills with your tithe, you know who you're robbing? God. You rob him with your tithe, because the first of the first belongs to the Lord. The first of the first is your tenth. Now, I want, and I'm looking forward, that we're all going to take this step of faith and say, God, your word says it. I believe it. And I'm going to do it, because you said that I should prove you wrong. I will prove you wrong. Now, let me help you with some truth. I don't need none of your monies. I didn't preach this message to get money. So if you're sitting on your hands and you're saying, or you're watching online, if you're watching online, and you're saying that, look, Pastor, him only want money, all about money. No, I don't want your money. Can somebody say breaking news? It should not be, because we've never been about anybody's money. All we're busy about is our Father's business. But I want every one of you to have this blessing. I want every one of your vats to overflow. I want your vats to overflow with new wine. I want there to be no limitation on your finances. And the number one way to get out is to honor God with your first. Remember when Elijah went down to Zarephath? 1 Kings 17, verse 12. Let me read from 7. Sometime later, the brook dried up because there had been no rain in the land. Then the word of the Lord came to him, go at once to Zarephath in the region of Sidon and stay there. I have directed a widow there to supply you with food. So he went to Zarephath. When he came to the town gate, a widow was there gathering sticks. He called to her and asked, would you bring me a little water in a jar so I may have a drink? As she was going to get it, he called, and bring me, please, a piece of bread. As surely as the Lord your God lives. Now, this is the woman talking. She replied, I don't have any bread. Only a handful of flour in a jar and a little olive oil in a jug. I am gathering a few sticks to take home and make a meal for myself and my son, that we may eat and what? We may what? Eat and die. Do you know she was already dead? It's just that she was walking out the last little bit of energy that she had, and she was going to go home, bake the cake, eat, and dead. Because she was already dead. She said, guess what we're going to do, prophet? We're going to die. But it continues. Elijah said to her, don't be afraid. Don't be, what amazing words. Do you know the reason we don't tithe and put God first in our finances? One reason is we are afraid of our bills. It doesn't matter what bill is in front of me. I got bills, you know, a lot of bills. It doesn't matter what bill stands in front of me. My tithe is going to bulldoze every one of you. When I put God first, he's going to do the rest. He'll clean up all the mess. Because I put him first. He said, do not be afraid. Go home and do as you have said. He said, you say you're going to go home and bake cake. Go home and do it. But first, and then die if you want to die. Yeah, he said, go home and do what you're going to do. You're going to go bake, eat, and die? Go home and do it. But first, before you die, make a small loaf of bread for me from what you have. He didn't ask her, go find some other supply. He said, whatever you have, first, bake me a cake and bring it to me. And bring it to me, then make something for yourself. You see, as I said earlier, we do not live according to the economy of the world. So we have to obey what God says in faith. Because in Philippians 4, 18 to 19, it says, and my God will supply all your needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. So we do not give the tenth from a place of fear, but we give it from a place of knowing who God is and what God is able to do. For this is what the Lord, back to that scripture, verse 40, this is what the Lord God says. He's telling her, he's like, go home, help me. He said, bake the cake, bring it to me, because this is what God says. She could have chosen to leave this part alone. This is how we are when we do not give the tenth. We leave all the blessings outside the door. We never lay hold on what God has for us. For this is what the Lord, the God of Israel, said, the jar of flour will not be used up, and the jug of oil will not run dry until the day the Lord sends rain on the land. She went away and did as Elijah told her. So there was food. How many days? Every day. For who? Elijah. For the woman and her family. Didn't God tell him, go to Zarephath, I have a woman there that is ready to feed you? But when he showed up, the woman did not have what it took to feed him. But because she chose to obey the prophet of God, I stand before you as a prophet of God to tell you the word of the Lord today. Obey the word of God and prosper. Obey the word of God and see the supernatural increase. It doesn't matter what the economy looks like. We do not live by the economy of America. We live according to the riches of God in glory that is in Christ Jesus. All things were made by him. All things. And nothing was made that was made. Where do you stand today? God wants us to have plenty. God wants us to abound. God wants us to overflow. God wants us to always have more than enough so that we can be a blessing, that we can be able to give. It says here she had enough for herself, but she also had enough to give to Elijah. Every day until rain came. They were in a famine. They were in a desolate time in the economy of their land. Things weren't flourishing. The economy wasn't booming. Because in those days, you need rain to get food. You needed rain in order to produce. But mighty God, because of our act of obedience, every head bow, every eyes closed, she was able to have more than enough. I want to pray that over your life today. Just take a moment and talk to God. You've heard his word. Just respond. Just say, Lord, I want to respond to your word. And I'm having a battle. I'm afraid like the woman. I'm limited like the woman. Just like the widow in Zarephath, Lord, I'm not too sure. But Lord, your word says Just like that the person said to Jesus, I believe, but Lord, help my unbelief. There might be some unbelief in your heart. There might be some parts of your spirit that does not receive. Say, Lord, help me to receive your word, to receive your truth, that I may return the first to you. I may return the first to you. Karabasanda rashata. E karabasiando roko rekate mandasiaka. I pray for everyone in the room and those online and those that will watch later. I pray right now the anointing of God will just flow. I pray the breath of the Holy Ghost will just breathe on the people of God. I pray, God, that your word will hit deep. Your word will hit their hearts. I pray they will find you in this moment. They will find truth, reveal truth. I pray, God, the spirit, oh God, not of fear, but a spirit of faith will increase. Because your word says in Hebrews 11:1, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. I pray, mighty God, that you'll just, oh God, build faith and obedience to your word. And as we put you first, God, it will show where our treasure is. Our hearts will be stayed on you. Arakando roshata rabakasata. Reboko sheka rakasiala ramashata. I pray, God, this church will be a tithing church, a church that honors you with the tenth. Every family, God, will honor you with the tenth. And their fats will increase. Their cupboards will break out. There will be overflow in their lives. I drive out lack. Don't give the devil inroads on your finances. The devourer is crushed when you honor God. Rekasa, some of you might not be working right now, and you're saying, I need a job. If you set your heart posture right, you determine in your heart, it's first in your heart, determine in your heart to please the Lord, He's going to turn it around for your good. He give you vineyards you didn't plant, houses you didn't build, Mare Kasanda Rosha, opportunities that were not supposed to be yours will come your way in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. And we give you all the praise and the honor and the glory in Jesus' name. Oh, touch your people. Touch them, Lord. Touch them today in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.